mystery that lies just beyond the reach of reality, the essence that time artfully conceals, like an athlete hiding his strategy before wondered about the mystery that lies just beyond the reach of reality.
From figuring out the fastest route to work to deciding what to cook for dinner, cognitive psychology, therefore, is the scientific study of all these mental processes. It's about understanding how we perceive, remember, think, speak, and solve problems.
For our souls to unfold and embrace it.
Can have real-world applications.
Welcome to the realm of understanding, where we unravel complexities of life, like a sports analyst decoding game strategies.
So let's summarize what
we've
learned today.
Here we dive into the depths.
Cognitive psychology is the study of mental processes like perception, attention, memory, language, and problem solving.
For what's hidden, like a player anticipating the opponent's move. Are you ready to transcend the ordinary and explore the extraordinary? Welcome to the journey of a lifetime.
YouTube channel news with my music on Breakaway Thunders Media. In the latest news, the courtroom drama surrounding the Rust armor intensifies, with allegations of drug use adding a sensational twist to the trial. South Carolina finds itself once again at the epicenter of the medical marijuana debate as the House reevaluates its stance on legalization. The question of whether marijuana causes psychosis is dissected by medical experts and law enforcement, shedding light on this complex issue. Colorado becomes a battleground for a clash between gun rights and marijuana use as a proposal resurfaces, igniting fervent debates. In South Carolina, the Senate champions a bill for medical marijuana, while its fate in the House remains uncertain, sparking political drama. Unexpected players, including a civil engineer and a BBA grad, are involved in a daring marijuana smuggling operation. Over 30 countries worldwide have embraced the therapeutic potential of medical marijuana, prompting a global shift in attitudes towards legalization. Insights into the interaction between marijuana and common painkillers like Tylenol and Advil offer potential guidance for medical practitioners and users navigating pain management. Additionally, in a developing story from Montana, a state prison sergeant faces charges, with at least five other officers placed on leave. You can find more details on this story. Montana has a corrupt prison system and treatment centers. Minister Dale Calhoun has visited these places and has found some of these prisoners and treatment center with people that are repeat offenders and stuck in the system, some by their own free will. They live in the system of recycle. Some get out to take care of business, make their money on the outside, deposit their profit in the bank, then get caught to get back in the system. They live off the government. Private investors keep the loop open as they profit off the backs of others. It's an endless cycle while Montanians waste their money. No real treatment is done. Pray that there will be real treatment, not fake reading out of books. The system is serious, understaffed of guards and probation and parole officers. Pray for the U.S. prison system overall. News articles. Leaked U.S. military vid shows jellyfish UFO hurtling over Iraq as troops were told to hunt it down. Says investigator, new footage emerges of suspected UFO sighting over California military base. Filmmaker claims UFOs are real and have transmedium capabilities. Radar footage shows UFOs swarming. Navy ship. Filmmaker claims video shows spherical UFO off California disappearing into ocean.
In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day
US
of the
Navy
month,
ships.
As I was
disappearing
among the exiles
ocean,
by the Keebar
investigator
Canal,
filmmaker
the
dives into
open,
UFOs from
and
a
I
national
saw visions
security
of God.
Standpoint.
On the 5th day of the month, it was the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the Keebar Canal, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud with brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually. And in the midst of the fire, as it were, gleaming metal. And from the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had a human likeness. Each had
Commander,
four
I have
faces,
found the door panel
and each of them
into
had four
space
wings.
Lab.
Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet, like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides, they had human hands. The four had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings touched one another. Each one of them went straight forward, without turning as they went. As for the likeness of their faces, each had a human face. Four had the face of a lion on the right side, four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each creature had two wings, each of which touched the wing of another, while two covered their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit would go, they went without turning as they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures,
their appearance was like burning coals of fire. Astronomers recently made a groundbreaking discovery by detecting the farthest fast radio burst ever observed. This cosmic phenomenon, originating from a distant galaxy, was identified using the ASCAP radio telescope in Australia. The FRB, characterized by an incredibly brief signal lasting less than a millisecond, emitted radio waves equivalent to the sun's total emission over 30 years in just a fraction of a second. Seeing telescope revealed two significant targets to astronomers: the mysterious signal and its source galaxy. These super intense, millisecond-long bursts of energy, known as FRBs, unknown cosmic origins. Detected FRB released an extraordinary amount of energy, providing a unique glimpse into the distant cosmos. In the realm of financial news, the Reserve Bank of India has announced a 6.97% interest rate on the floating rate bond 2024. This rate is applicable for the half-year period.
And when those stood, these stood. And when those rose from the earth, wheels rose along with them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures there was the likeness of an expanse, shining like...
Terrestrial intelligence. As of 2023, scientists are exploring groundbreaking avenues to detect potential alien civilizations.
On understanding one the galactic concept emerges from SETI research,
suggesting that aliens might employ black holes, star-forming gas in the same galaxy as one of the detected FRBs. This research, published in the Astrophysical Journal, contributes to the ongoing efforts to comprehend the unprecedented conversation of humpback whales. This unconventional approach aims to gain insights
into deciphering extraterrestrial
communication.
And under the expanse, their wings were stretched out straight, one toward another. And each creature had two wings covering its body. And when they went, I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of many waters, like the sound of the Almighty, sound of tumult, like the sound of an army. When they stood still, they let down their wings. There came a voice from above the expanse over their heads. When they stood still, they let down their wings. And above the expanse over their heads, there was the likeness of a throne, an appearance like sapphire. And seated above the likeness of a throne was a likeness with a human appearance. And upward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw, as it were, gleaming metal, like the appearance of fire enclosed all around. Downward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire. There was brightness around him, like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness all around. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking.
Reveals a jellyfish-looking UFO hurtling in the skies of Iraq. An investigative filmmaker has claimed, Jeremy Corbell said the leak this mass UFO sighting allegedly happened in April 2021 over 29 Palms, California. Above the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center at Camp Wilson, weaponized podcast hosts Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp claim. Jeremy Corbell says that UFOs have gravitational propulsion that provides a unique ability to move between space, air, and water. Jeremy Corbell claims the video was filmed in the Combat Information Center of the USS Omaha on July 15, 2019, U.S. Navy footage released by filmmaker Jeremy Corbell and confirmed as authentic by the Pentagon shows a spherical UFO flying off the coast of San Diego before mysteriously disappearing into the ocean. Documentary filmmaker Jeremy Corbell shared the footage of the mysterious spherical flying object.
Visit the imprisoned in every place. Excuse me? Did you say you loved me? Living out the words of Matthew, so holy. Feeding the hungry, clothing the meek, visiting the lonely in love.
Lost in the sands of time, in the thrilling world of Dale Calhoun, not everything is as it seems.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. All right. We're going to get into this real quickly and announce this program we have. We're going to have music in here, so don't just get taken back by the titles that I have. Our titles that we have on YouTube are subject to change, especially when we get interest and focus on one thing. I do take down videos at times, maybe the ones that are not as popular, but they're experimental like the rest. Hey, welcome to the AI experiment. Yes, we are, everything we have are testing AI systems, AI attitudes. Soma or Sona, whatever that is by Google, is not new. There's already video, text-to-video out there. And that's what it's all about. It's a race with the AI, who gets out there and gets their stuff seen. As you see on my YouTube, I will put up occasionally stuff I have sampled with AI systems. Here's what I think. Like a Phoenix. Some low-text AI where it doesn't spell right. It can't speak out the numbers. You have to type out the numbers. That's low-tech AI. I think there's high-end and there's low-end. Or you could say like beginner, intermediate, and expert. Because there are programmers out there, and people are in a hurry to get it out there on their websites and make money. I've seen things with STEM extensions and stuff like that that I didn't think was very good, doing the stems. And what that is, you get your music up there, and it breaks it down maybe to 4 stems or each piece of that instrumental or that vocal, like your bass, your electric guitars and drums, and your singers. It breaks down each one of those, and it'll take out the vocals and separate the vocals. I've seen some of that. It works pretty good. I've seen some pretty sloppy stuff out there too, and so I don't invest into stuff that is low tech or maybe beginner and maybe low intermediate, because there is still technology being worked on out there, cloning voices and all that things you talk about, cloning voices. If you see some of my pictures, the people are talking. Well, that's AI generated. But I have an example on my YouTube of how that can be incorporated into filming and into, intermediate photographers, filmmakers, whatever. That's how you can incorporate those things. I do think that there is a big, big plus for the AI technology, as it will help editors and people that do things on YouTube and the radio. It'll help you write your articles that you like, my books I'm writing. Got 3 of them out or working on to get out this year. And it's just a lot to do with AI technology and things. So, as we continue to experiment with the music, realize that there's some things that I do and there's some things AI does. I have vocalizations where I sing, the lead singer, and in the back I'll have a female AI or a male AI singing behind me. Or I do it the other way, where I'm providing the backup vocals. That's all the experiment that we're doing with AI and everything that's going on. The plus part of it too is like I'm doing that. I did that series on drug abuse and the mind, psychology, and different things like that. You can find some very deep articles where I'm learning myself. Now, here's some of the fallbacks. You need to double check on some of what AI is saying. Unfortunately, some of it can be misinformation that it just skipped over, because it's kind of like spidering the internet looking for the articles to put together in AI and to make an AI wave or MP3. The good thing about this is it helps us increase our database, our knowledge base. It helps us increase the knowledge base for ourselves and everybody else. It makes the program more interesting for those who are producing it and also the listeners. Interesting thing that YouTube did to me. I had one of my videos up. I just mentioned the other day analytics and stuff and how you can get people on the internet with unique follows or watching. And you could have like 13 people that you have that thumbs you up or whatever or watching. But there's another 400 to 500 people that are unique visitors or just visitors on YouTube and other things. So you can't go and look at your video and say, oh, there's 99 people that showed up and say that's the full thing. A lot of times you have new people that have not liked your YouTube or whatever you do, and they're just listening without that. It's kind of anonymous. People don't want to get involved that much. They don't really want you to know who maybe your fan base is. Possibilities for the conspiracy people is, oh, the government's listening, AI tech, people are listening, aliens are listening. Hey, we can get into a lot of the conspiracies about why that happens. Well, what happened with YouTube, I went back to one video, I had 5 views. The next day, all the views are gone, 0. So whether that's somebody showing me at YouTube they have control or what that is, an accidental function, I don't know. It could be 5 people that are listening in to monitor. We have analytics on the internet. I don't think they're always accurate because you have anonymous surfing on the internet and listening. You have hacking, all kind of stuff going on in our world. And a few years ago on Podomatic.com, I did talk about cyber wars and had, well, back in 2008, I was talking about cyber wars and it's happening now. And a lot of it's investigations. Sometimes you get a vision. I've had several visions in my life. I've had out-of-body experiences. I have seen things that I did not understand flying in the sky. So I have been in experiences supernaturally, and I have seen people healed, delivered. I have seen people go the other way into darkness, and I pray for them that they would return to the light. I thank you for listening to this, our program today. As we get into some more music, both with me, AI, and a lot of the distinguished things that I'm doing for the program you are listening to now. We continue on, and I thank you for listening to us today as my staff, my family, friends, we all enjoy recording. I enjoy singing. I enjoy the process of producing. Thank you for being with us.